The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Las Vegas meals and quizzes. Las Vegas meals and quizzes. What happened in Vegas? No longer does it have to stay in Vegas. The rules have changed. Also, I figured and pretty much realised that I am one of the classiest bachelors in the land because I can cook a mean main meal when having a swoon a lady. And also, the world's hardest quiz. Oh, what? That never gets in the podcast. I know. Is it a sign of the rest of the content was shit or that the quiz was just really, really good? Probably just column A. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Las Vegas phrase, what happens here stays here to be replaced. No! We all know the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. For almost two decades, those words have served as the city's mantra of success. Rarely has an official tourism slogan been so widely recognised. Oh yeah, what goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hey boys, how about a little lad's trip to Vegas? You know what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's almost an unwritten law. You can get away with anything in Vegas. So, not me, but some boys believe that they can cheat on their missuses and it's fine because it happens in Vegas. They never have to say anything. It stays in Vegas. Tight-lipped, under lock and key in Vegas. The catchy, controversial one-liner encouraged and empowered tourists to behave in ways they would have never have dared back home. A wink to the naughty. Oh, that's true. It doesn't have quite the same ring, does it? Oh, what goes in surfers stays in surfers, boys? Nah, mate. Nah, we're telling your missus about that one. There have been rumblings along the strip, though, that the slogan, what goes in Vegas stays in Vegas, is soon going to change to something different. That slogan being, Las Vegas, what happens here only happens here. It's a big call. It's a big Las Vegas call. I mean, people are up in arms about that. People don't like change. And I can see why. All of a sudden, no one's got anywhere to go anymore where they can just get up to debauchery and not have to explain themselves the second they get back on the plane. Glass is always half full with me, though. What this means now, that since the phrase what goes in Vegas stays in Vegas is out the window, it means all those secret stories about Vegas can now be shared. The stories have been unlocked. And on 131060, I'd love to know what actually happened in Vegas. What are the stories that you're now allowed to share? You can remain anonymous if it's very saucy. Are there even stories? Is this all just a load of hogwash? Are people just saying that? And what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Oh, what'd you do? Oh, just pretty much what I always did, really.
Yeah. Or are there legitimately nuts stories? 131060.
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
Is it as crazy as everyone says it is? Call up and tell us what happened in Vegas.
What happened in Vegas? Prizes tonight for the sauciest tales. I mean, producer Maddie is filling in for Shuey Louie. And in fact, producer Loran is filling in for the Shy Guy. It's very weird tonight. It's like I've got a substitute teacher and all my classmates have called in sick. And I'm in a very unfamiliar environment. Maddie, who, is not vanilla by any means, but not full pistachio either. More of a French vanilla. A French vanilla?
Not sure what that really means.
I think it's a compliment. I think what that is was a compliment that I've just managed to dig myself out of. Is there any stories that have never been shared in Vegas? Because I know you go over to the States a bit. You must have haunted those traps before.
Yes. Only my Kentucky roommate knows this, but I had a little too many cocktails and tore my hammy jumping into the split, so I was pushed around Vegas in a wheelchair all through the casinos, which is a bit embarrassing. My parents would hate to know.
No. And if your parents are listening right now, this is no doubt the first time they've heard it. It's the first time I've heard it. It's the first time that anyone's heard it since the rules of what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas has been uplifted over the past 24 hours. 131060. Ellen. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Spill the beans, babes. It's now safe to let us know what happened in Vegas.
Well, the night before I was getting married, did it on purpose. It wasn't a Vegas thing. My husband and I and his best man were walking down the strip and walking past this huge horse statue that was about 30 foot tall. And this group of people went past and they were like, go on, get up on it. Go on, we heard Aussies are crazy. Go on. So my husband gets on his best man's shoulders to then be hooshed up, gets up, then realises can't get back down, tried to shimmy down, fell off, broke his ankle, couldn't wear his wedding shoes the following morning and had to wear crutches up the wedding aisle.
Oh, on your special day of all days.
Well, he is special, so yeah, just added.
Something tells me with that Irish twang, you wouldn't have been too unimpressed with that. Well, it's a story. The only thing that annoyed you is that it happened in Vegas and you couldn't quite tell too many people. It had to stay there. Well,
that's exactly right. A few end bones and a pair of crutches and he came down the aisle.
Well, it
didn't matter.
Well, it's good now, me old Belfast lass. You can tell whoever you want because the Vegas rule has been uplifted. Steve in Victoria, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, blissful, thanks. Just living vicariously through Ellen and her husband at the moment, hoping to make a smooth transition to your story. It's very exciting news because now what happens in Vegas doesn't have to stay in Vegas.
That's right. All right, so I was on a Contiki tour and we went into Vegas, of course, and I got close with one of the girls on the tour and we got pretty intoxicated one night and did the wild thing and then the next day I found out she had a boyfriend back home.
Oh.
So it was a little bit awkward.
Oh! Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
I mean, did the boyfriend ever find out? I'd assume not. He'd have to stay in Vegas.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you wanted to tell him. But he'd have to stay in Vegas. Ah, let's ring him up on the show tomorrow.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
I want to get a gauge of where I stand on the ranking system of men swooning women with home-cooked meals. You see it in movies a lot. You even hear it in pop culture. Oh, you'll never guess what he asked me to do for the second date. Come on over and he was going to cook me a meal. It's quite romantic, quite a nice gesture. Usually ears prick up. Oh, the man's a cook, is he? Oh, I wonder what he's going to cook you. Ooh. And then you usually bring over a bottle of red wine. And I'm not going to speak on behalf of all dudes here, but we reckon if you're coming over to ours for a second date and we're cooking you a meal, we treat that like if we nail that meal, we're getting laid tonight. That's kind of the unwritten code. So I put a lot of effort into my swooning meal. I make sure that this is something that I can nail every time. And to be honest, I'm not much of a cook. My theory is that a man just needs to have one go-to dinner and she has putty in his hands, which is why it surprised me when producer Maddie, filling in for Shuey Louie tonight, it told me about a recent rendezvous liaison that she had where a guy cooked her some dinner and oh, it was sweet. Oh, it was magical. Oh, she was putty in his hand. I said, oh, great, cool. Wonder what the meal was, expecting some sort of like French escargot with a bechamel sauce, like some sort of grilled 3-month aged Angus rump with seasonal mash and a vegetable medley. Producer Maddie, what was the meal that had you swept off your feet?
Spag bowl.
Sorry? Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah,
how good was the spaghetti bolognese?
I mean, I can kind of cook a better one.
Right.
But the thought was there. I really liked it.
What about 8 brain cells? Spaghetti bolognese. Anyone can make a spaghetti bolognese. What I'm hearing is that it's less about the quality of the meal and it's just more about the gesture in general.
Absolutely. That's what I think. It's the thought that counts.
You're saying that a man can make a lackluster second-rate spaghetti bolognese and still be putty in the hand, whilst I have been spending big money on 2 fillets of grilled Atlantic salmon with a raspberry, asparagus, and avocado salad. This costs me a lot more than the spaghetti bolognese. Producer Loren, filling in for the shy guy tonight. I know you're in a long-term relationship, but take us back to your single years. What would be your go-to meal if a girl was coming over, second date, you know, if you got this one right,
things could take a turn for a hot, 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 passionate night.
Look,
what
I'm
are you going
to? I'm a fan of a cornflake crusted chicken palmy because it shows off all of the cooking skills. You know, she can see me breading, then she can see me on the frying pan, then the oven. There's stages, you know?
Wow. Unsure whether to go wrong sound effect trombone or correct ding. Let's let the heavens decide. No, I don't like it. No, the heavens don't like it.
Lick off the egg from the fingers. It's great.
This is a lot of toil. This is a messy kitchen. And I don't mind that she sees that, yes, you can diversify and you can use the cornflakes for more than just a bowl of milk. That's not bad. But what I'm seeing here is two completely different class divides of men cooking meals. There's the side of, spag bug will do. Yeah, cornflake chicken will do. And then there's, I must have an Atlantic salmon with a grilled asparagus, avocado and raspberry salad. And I must nail it down to a tee. I must make it buttery, melt in mouth. 131060, I want to know, what meals are men swooning with? Maybe you've been in a very long-term relationship and you still remember the first time he cooked for you. Maybe you're a single guy who's got your go-to swoon meal. 131060.
What kind of meals are men making to swoon you? Making to swoon you.
Because if I find out that I'm the only one putting in some stupid grilled Atlantic salmon and everyone else is just getting around with chicken parmes and spag bol, this is great. This is some cuss-cotting moving into year 2020. I could really deal with a few more penny pincher savings. We'll hook you up with some cheeseburgers to, if you want. Just as a prize, a standalone prize. How far is it going? Are there Michelin star meals coming around, or is this just literally, come over for dinner, I'll cook what I always cook during a Wednesday night? Phil, on the Central Coast, where do you sit on the scale of swoon meals?
Well, I believe the spag bol is for the grandkids when they come over for a visit, and I like to make a creamy butter chicken. And it's worked ever since. On the first time she came over, I made it, and I've been with her for 3 years since.
Wow.
And it's the go-to when she's a bit frustrated from a hard day and wants to come home to a nice meal. That is what I'll make it, and it does it every time.
It's the magic cream. It's the magic cream that does the trick.
Absolutely.
How much are you making of the creamy butter chicken? Obviously, you'll buy the chicken breast, but are you buying a Patak's butter chicken sauce, or are you making that from scratch?
I'll buy from Aldi and get the butter chicken sauce, but I'll buy the chicken fillets. I don't go for the breast, the thigh fillets from the thigh. That will make the meat so much tender and juicier, and I'll tell you, she won't complain.
Yeah. Well, it's no Atlantic salmon. All of a sudden, I thought you were making this from scratch. I thought you were going out and picking your own turmeric. It's an Aldi jar job, which is fine, no judgment, but this all of a sudden swings much more into the spaghetti bolognese category. Teresa, hello.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Now, are we talking the meal that you were swooned with or the meal that you swoon with?
The meal that I swoon with.
Ooh. Okay, talk us through it.
Yes. So I make a sweet potato mash and then sit some grilled lamb cutlets on top with some grilled zucchini and a red wine jus.
Whoa, red wine jus.
Yeah.
Anything with a Jew in it, and it goes next level automatically.
Definitely.
Second you introduce some Jew. I mean, to be honest, it may be wasted. Us men...
I do have a glass while I'm cooking, so...
Yeah, no, that's cool. But I was going to say, you could have cooked up a big batch of dog biscuits. Us blokes are still going to probably sleep with you if we get introduced over on the second night.
probably.
Hmm. Okay. I'm right to assume that you're into blokes.
No.
Well, red wine jus away. No, if it's the ladies, you got to do some lamb cutlets. Oh, it all makes sense now. Cool.
Yeah.
I like that you were willing to play the role of a straight female just so I wasn't going to be thrown under the bus.
That's right, yeah.
No, thank you. Nicholas, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. I mean, so far we've got people getting Aldi jars of butter chicken, spaghetti bolognese, and lesbian red wine jus. No one's on my Atlantic salmon level yet.
I'm not sure if I'm quite Atlantic salmon level, but my go-to is a ensalada mixta, so it's a traditional Spanish salad. So it's a bed of lettuce, and basically you just layer tomatoes, onions, a bit of tuna, olives, and just drizzle dressing on top. So that with a side of rice served in a cup measurement, so it stands up like a little dome, with beans, white beans in a sauce of spinach, capsicum, and herbs.
Wow. There's a lot going on. I mean...
There's
a party out the back. And it sounds like there's no business going on at the front. There's a party at the front and there's a party at the back. And then you plonked another party dome on top of that party. Look, it's not bad. There's a lot there. There's a lot to take in. It's better than buttered chicken from a jar. Luke, wrap this up on 131060. What's the go-to swoon meal? What does all the damage?
I'm glad I'm the last one because we're finishing strong here. Two-minute noodles.
Oh, come on. Come on.
What's wrong with two-minute noodles or mee goreng one?
Nothing wrong with two-minute noodles or mee goreng if you are a single uni student who's studying full-time. That doesn't work. There's no way a girl's gone into your pants on a second date when you've swooned them with some beef sachet flavoured noodles.
No, beef. No, chicken.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.
City Council bans snowballs in the interest of public safety. Oh, another story in America where the corporate bigwigs have got their way. This is a story that's very topical around Christmas time. Obviously, winter in half of the world right now. A good fashioned old American Christmas involves children making snowballs and throwing them at each other. That's part of what Christmas is all about over there. But this story follows the journey of four different people. The resident stoner, the very new to the industry reporter who still needs to watch her pace, the local young boy who will be affected most by this decision, and then the person behind this decision, the resident fun sponge. Let's have a listen to the stoner who can pretty much just utter the one word, snowballs.
Snowballs.
That's all he says, the whole interview.
Snowballs.
He's just holding snowballs, going, snowballs.
Snowballs.
And now the reporter has to sort of take a bit more of a hold. Oh, shit, I've got to do most of the heavy lifting here. My witnesses aren't really giving me much of an avenue to report on.
You heard that right. You can't throw stones, arrows, missiles, or snowballs on public property.
Okay, so together...
Snowballs.
You heard that right. You can't throw stones, arrows, missiles... or snowballs on public property.
Oh, okay. I'm hooked. Snowballs, arrows, missiles on public property. And then they go to the child who's affected most by this decision. What do you think about that? You can't throw missiles or snowballs.
I didn't know that.
Beats me. I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
And then back to the reporter again for a little bit, talking about like the rules and the regulations around the snowball ban. And then who comes to the party but the old bigwig chief himself, who must be very fun at parties, banning the use of snowballs. Oh, tell us why, resident fun sponge.
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense.
Screw him sitting at the front of the boardroom table at the council meeting.
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense.
I didn't know that.
No, none of us did.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It's like the lion, the witch and the wardrobe, except the reporter, the kid and the fun sponge. It is the world's hardest snow quiz tonight due to the city council banning the use of snow balls in the neighbourhoods. Question number one. One of the most famous of all the classic Disney movies is named what? Featuring the word or sound snow in there somewhere on 131060. A salt box pack up for grabs tonight in the world's hardest snow quiz. One of the most famous of all the classic Disney movies is named what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. 131060, give us a bell. We'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest snow quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound snow in there somewhere due to a council banning the use of snow balls in the interest of public safety.
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense.
No. Shut up, you town fun sponge.
Let the kids play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know throwing snowballs could be so dangerous. That's because it's not. There are just some people out there that got a bad run in life and they want to enforce rules on everyone else. That man's balding early. His wife isn't having sex with him enough. This is what this creates.
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense.
Question number one. One of the most famous of all the classic Disney movies is named what? And fastest fingers through tonight was Jake. Good evening, Jake.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jake. Jake the snake. Jake the cake. Jake the mistake. The Danny Jakey Late Show. Jake the budget fish. Hake. I should have quit on the fourth one. I got greedy with my Jake spelling. Answer to question number one.
Snow White.
There we go, yeah. Snow White. And pay the seven dwarfs a little bit of respect, please. Say sorry to the seven dwarfs.
I apologize.
Seven dwarfs.
Seven dwarfs.
next question. A healthy vegetable that's a great addition to stir fries.
Snow peas.
There we go.
Snow
peas. Man knows his fry. A slightly derogatory term given to someone who's easily offended.
Slow poke.
Oh no, you've detoured from snow to slow now. I think he understands his mistake. Christine, we move on to you, because Jake was wrong. A slightly derogatory term given to someone who is easily offended.
Does that have to do with snow?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not bad. Not your finest 20 seconds of radio, Christine. We've had better from you. It's all right.
Sorry.
Mel on 131060. Hello.
Hey.
Don't be another statistic. What's the answer?
You've got me stumped.
Oh, no. Come on, guys.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what it is, because this word is used so often in, like, the comment section on a Sunrise Facebook page where all the cellar dwellers go, and this is a high enlightened show where we don't waste our time. No. No, absolutely
Please?
Not. No, no. You cut me off mid-rant as well. Absolutely
it's
not.
It's not snowball, is it?
No.
Okay.
Steve on 131060. Hello.
How are you, mate?
Well, I'm a little bit cranky. I'm tired, feeling overworked, and I've got a croaky voice.
Oh, yeah. I reckon they're all snowflakes.
Yeah, I reckon it is. Snowflake is correct. Yeah, bloody snowflakes. Yeah, sure. Those lefty snowflakes wouldn't know what hit them. Recite the first two lines of Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
There we go. Its fleece was white as snow. Correct. You are one question away from a salt pack.
Ooh.
The name of a famous American whistleblower. Oh, no.
I was hoping
your
answer would be John Snow, but it's not John Snow.
It's not John Snow.
No.
That'll have to be your answer, I'm afraid. Gabby in Forestville, 30 years old personal trainer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we hoard all your information on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
Yes, not a personal trainer, though. Of all things, a safety person who you seem to despise as a result of this public official.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here! You can answer the question still. Maybe it means part-time. Who knows what PT stands for next to your name? What's the answer? The name of a famous American whistleblower.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Was that the guy that became a female? What was his name? Oh, God. No. Oh, Snowden. Edward Snowden.
Whoa, out of nowhere! He was throwing feces at the wall until something stuck. Well done, yes. You've won yourself a salt box pack.
Woo! Thank you. I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome.
Well, I'll tell you. The saltbox.com.au has an amazing variety of gourmet food salts, luxury bath salts, and sports magnesium salt products for everyone on your Christmas list.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love bath salts. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we all love bath salts.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.